active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Victory Christian Center presents Praise in the Park, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Everyone is welcome to this free event. Enjoy amazing Christian bands by Brendan Brooks, Howard Grip, The Presence Music Band, and Dan Bremnes. Experience local baptisms, and there'll also be food trucks to grab a bite to eat while you enjoy the great music. We'll see you at this great community event June 7th, 2 p.m. for Praise in the Park at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump reviving and expanding a policy from his first administration targeting a dozen countries with a full travel ban. It means no visitors from those countries, no temporary trips, no permanent moves. The president also placing partial travel restrictions on another seven countries.
People from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela will now be unable to come to the U.S. permanently or get student or tourist visas. The White House says they're targeting countries that lack proper vetting, fail to share identity and threat information, or exhibit high visa overstay rates.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Russian airstrikes have killed five more people, including Ukraine says a one-year-old boy, his mother and his grandmother, part of a drone attack in a northern city. Israel has recovered the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attacks. Also, those U.S.-Israeli-run centers in Gaza shut down for a second day. This is ABC News. 80-year-old bombs, enough to send thousands of people in Germany scrambling.
More than 20,000 people had to be evacuated in Cologne, Germany, after several bombs from World War II were found. They were uncovered during construction work. A hospital and dozens of hotels had to be evacuated so the bombs could be defused.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. A new court filing in one of the most watched murder cases in the country.
New York prosecutors now say they have unambiguous evidence against accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione. In a new filing, prosecutors cited writings attributed to Mangione, saying he surveilled United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson before gunning him down on the sidewalk. One entry saying Thompson, quote, had it coming. Another one, months before the shooting, reads, I don't feel any doubt about whether it's justified. Writing, the target is insurance. It checks every box.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The FBI says the writings in Mangione's diary amount to a confession in the killing. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Martheller Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services ran tick ID surveys last year. In 2024, 610 surveys were collected, and this year the service is open again. They have a QR code available on their Facebook page, Wisconsin Department of Health Services, and they have a link available as well where you can find out more information about a tick you've collected with their DHS tick ID service. June 7th over at Kennan Memorial Park, there's a June Dairy Month breakfast. This will be taking place from 7 a.m. until noon, and there will be no charge. You can just come and enjoy good food, fellowship, and support local farmers. Once again, this is taking place at Kennan Memorial Park on June 7th from 7 a.m. until noon. A Madison group wants to help all first responders in the state connect with children in crisis. Lisa Hale has more.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders. Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way. That doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, you know, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
When it comes to reliable service and hometown values, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua stands out. They offer full synthetic oil changes for just $49.95 every day. It's easy to keep your vehicle running like new with their friendly service and honest advice. Shoppers can check out a great selection of new 2025 models on the lot. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business.
The crew beat the Reds.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers getting home runs yesterday from Jackson Churio, Isaac Collins. Daz Cameron hit one 437 feet into center field on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
They're now 12-8 against them.
3-2, hammered out towards left center field, and it is gone for Daz Cameron. That's his fourth hit of the trip, his first home run as a Brewer, and it's 5-1 Milwaukee.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Reds to take the series 2-1. Milwaukee's now beat Cincinnati 12 series in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Really proud of our club to respond the way it did. Really, really proud of it.
Golf, the AmFam Championship going on this weekend at TPC Golf Course, just north of Madison.
That's the end game, right? I mean, that's why we're all doing this, to give back to not only the Children's Hospital here in town, but to all the other charities that we can impact and give money to, and to support those people and to give back.
That's Wisconsin golfer Steve Stricker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Well, congratulations to our local golfers. The Prentice Golf team qualified for the state golf tournament for the second year in a row yesterday, finishing second at the sectional in Turtle and in Rice Lake at the Turtleback Golf Course. Shatek Weyerhaeuser with 313, Prentice with a 326, and Ladysmith came in third with a total of 335. Winter finished in 12th, a total of 436. And the Prentice golf team yesterday, they had in they had rounds of 80, hang on, let's get the Prentice, my sheets are all messed up here this morning. Here we go. The Prentice golf team led by Maddie Hakenham with a 77, Aliyah Harding with a 79, and Noah Millicamps with an 87. You had Evan Lord with an 83, and Hagen Isaacson cards a 90. So the Prentice golf team on to state in Madison next week. Now, we mentioned winter. Competing, and we want to send a salute to them. Adam Bednorski carded an 85 for winter. Other team members were Carter Pettit with a 105, Justin Kinsley with a 121, Aiden Arndt with a 125, and Bella Burge with a 126. Great accomplishment to make it to sectionals for the winter team. Meanwhile, the Lakeland golf team, they finish in second at their sectional at Big Fish in Hayward. Prescott won it with a 312. Lakeland second with a 314. Augusta just two shots back at 316. But you finish in the top two, you go to state, and Lakeland was led with a 70 by Davis Cook, a 73 by Jeremy Henson yesterday, a 92 carded by Talon Pocop, and it was Michael Melks finishing, Melka rather, with an 84, and Jaden Schilling with an 87. So Lakeland and Prentice golf teams, congrats to both, headed off to the state golf tournament next week.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that the walleyes are a couple weeks ahead of schedule this year. What does that mean for you walleye anglers out there? I'll tell you, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that the walleyes follow a pattern every year. It's very consistent. For him, it starts during the pre-spawn period, goes through the spawn, and then the post-spawn. And then the spring, early season is what he calls that. And then there's the summer period, fall period, winter period, and then back to pre-spawn. He says that this year the fish are about 2 weeks ahead of schedule for this open water period because it was an early ice out and the water has warmed up quick due to some warmer weather that we've had. He said this means that the mid-lake structure is going to be more productive right now. You're going to find big walleyes, small walleyes, and everything in between out on that mid-lake structure, and you're going to be able to target those fish with some faster approaches. That means crankbaits, spinner rigs, just about everything works right now. It's a period that he calls the walleye peak, and it's a great time to be out on the water fishing. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
98Q Country.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you could have been love. I knew my old four couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Down in the holler.
Woo-hoo! Get
Beat Your Country on with us.
So much fun.
Yeah. 98Q Country.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Bible on the back seat of my mom.
said, I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California live. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. It's easy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter, she was baptized in dirty water. Mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her.
Toby Keith and 98Q Country. At 8:27, we'll do some birthdays in a moment. If you got somebody who's celebrating, give us a call quick, 715-762-3221. You can always email us those birthdays ahead of time, wcqm@civicmedia.us. We have some tickets here for an event in a couple of weeks that you may be able to use. This is for the big show, the big MSRA Back to the 50s car show that they have over at the big fairgrounds over in the Twin Cities. So the pass we have will get you in one of the days, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And I'm not sure how much it normally costs to get in. Probably 10, 15 bucks, I would guess, to get in. But these are free. So if you can use them, you or one of your family members are not for reselling, give us a call. We'll set aside 1 day pass. Again, it's a couple weeks away, the weekend of June 21st. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you love cars, if you love old cars, they have a swap meet that goes with that too. It's big. There will be a lot of walking. There's a huge show. But we've got, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tickets. So if you want a couple or three, or if you got a whole group that wants to go, give us a call, and we'll set them aside for you here at the station at 715-762-3221. Again, the MSRA Back to the 50s Car Show. If you have never heard of that, and you like that stuff, just Google Back to the 50s Car Show, Minnesota State Fairgrounds. And you'll see it's big. It's really big. So we got some free passes. If you can use them, we'd love to have you go. We'll get to those birthdays and anniversaries in just a moment at 8:29. Let's get you updated what's going on. Twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump reviving and expanding a policy from his first administration targeting a dozen countries with a full travel ban. It means no visitors from those countries, no temporary trips, no permanent moves. The president also placing partial travel restrictions on another 7 countries.
People from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela will now be unable to come to the U.S. permanently or get student or tourist visas. The White House says they're targeting countries that lack proper vetting, fail to share identity and threat information, or exhibit high visa overstay rates.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Russian airstrikes have killed 5 more people, including, Ukraine says, a 1-year-old boy, his mother and his grandmother, part of a drone attack in a northern city. Israel has recovered the bodies of 2 Israeli-American hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attacks. Also, those U.S.-Israeli-run centers in Gaza shut down for a second day. This is ABC News.
Sports. Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Langley County deputies are asking for assistance in searching for a lost boy. 14-year-old Jacob Hutton is believed to be a runaway and may be traveling on a small black mountain bike. There is a picture and further details available on WSAW.com. If you have any information on Jacob or his whereabouts, you are asked to please contact local authorities immediately. Getting him home safe is the top priority. Saturday, June 14th, it's the 58th annual Lumberman's Day. There's going to be a pre-party Friday, June 13th. We're invited for refreshments, music, and camaraderie over at Catawba Park, along with a 5:30 p.m. car show and a bonfire, along with many other fun activities. And Saturday, June 14th, there's going to be such things as the Phillips Children's Museum, a parade at 10:30, live music from Lee Jones at 11:30, a horseshoe tournament, a volleyball tournament, girls softball, a beanbag tournament, sawing contest, and much, much more. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 14th, over at Catawba Park. Two members of the Wisconsin LGBTQ Plus Caucus were on hand for the Pride Flag raising ceremony in Green Bay on Sunday. Lisa Hale has more.
On Sunday, the city of Green Bay raised the Pride Flag, and some state lawmakers were on hand to show their support, including 90th District Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner.
Especially during dark times, to love out loud is a radical act. To be partnered with the mayor of Green Bay, who sees our community, who's trying to make sure that every resident, no matter how they identify, who they love, how they show up, can thrive in the city of Green Bay. And that, to me, is worth celebrating.
And 89th District Representative Ryan Spotty, who used his time to tell the crowd about a package of bills that the LGBTQ plus caucus introduced last week to ban conversion therapy and end gay or trans panic defenses, among other things.
I don't know if these bills are going to become law this session or the next one or the one after that, but I know with all of my heart, every fiber of my being, these bills will become law one day in Wisconsin.
Several hundred people were on hand for the resource fair and flag-raising ceremony at Liked Park Saturday afternoon.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The crew beat the Reds.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers getting home runs yesterday from Jackson Churio, Isaac Collins, Daz Cameron. Hit one 437 feet into center field on FanDuel Wisconsin.
They're now 12-8 against them.
3-2, hammered out towards left center field, and it is gone for Daz Cameron. That's his fourth hit of the trip, his first home run as a Brewer, and it's 5-1 Milwaukee.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Reds to take the series 2-1. Milwaukee's now beat Cincinnati 12 series in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Really proud of our club to respond the way it did. Really, really proud of it.
Golf, the AmFam Championship going on this weekend at TPC Golf Course, just north of Madison.
That's the end game, right? I mean, that's why we're all doing this, to give back to not only the Children's Hospital here in town, but to all the other charities that we can impact and give money to, and to support those people and to give back.
That's Wisconsin golfer Steve Stricker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, baseball action from yesterday. Division 4, we had Washburn and Mellon both winning. Well, Mellon won on the road against Luck Frederick, so now Mellon and Washburn will play in Washburn today. That'll be for the regional championship. On the lower part of that bracket, Prentice, a 6 seed, they traveled to Bruce and beat them 6-2. So Prentice now will get Northwood Solon Springs at 5 o'clock today. That's for a regional championship also. Edgar's still alive in Division 5, as is Rib Lake. Rib Lake wins yesterday 8-1 over Spencer. So Rib Lake and Loyal will play. That'll be in Loyal today again for the regional championship. In Division 3, Shawamigan traveled to Maple Northwestern to Iron River. Northwestern wins that one 11-1 to advance on. They now get the number 1 seed, Spooner, Cameron, and Barron. Cameron, an 11 seed, advancing on, beating the 3 seed Grantsburg in their game earlier this week. And in Division 2 action, regional championships today will be decided when Rhinelander and Mosinee play their contest. That'll be in Mosinee. And Medford and Northland Pines will play today. That'll be in Medford for the regional championship. And softball will determine who goes to state today. And the north part of Division 5, we got Northwoods, Solon Springs. They will take on Thorpe for the right to go to state. In Division 4, you've got Shell Lake and McDonald Central Catholic playing. In Division 3, Grantsburg will be vying for a sectional championship in a bid to state again. And in Division II, the Lakeland T-Birds have had quite an interesting run through tournament time. Won their first game in tournaments 1-0 in 13 innings. Won their second game 1-0 in 8 innings. And yesterday they won 2-1 over Medford. So Lakeland now will take on Rice Lake for the right to go to state. That game will be in Rice Lake for the sectional championship starting at 5 o'clock today. Summer's in full swing. Road trips, weekend getaways, and plenty of miles on your engine. Keep your vehicle running strong with Lucas products from your Park Falls CarQuest Auto Parts. Buy one select Lucas oil product and you'll get the second one for 50% off. Boost fuel performance and protect your engine and give your transmission the TLC it deserves with your local CarQuest. CarQuest Auto Parts, right on Highway 13 in Park Falls, locally owned and community driven.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Well, birthday wishes. Belated Beth Graceffa celebrated earlier this week. In fact, that was on Tuesday. So, Beth, happy belated. We'll put you in for the cake drawing on Friday. If you're celebrating here on June the 5th, 6-5 of 25, you are sharing your day with the Canadian center Mike Fisher. He played hockey for the Nashville Predators. Is married to Carrie Underwood. They're 45, which makes him more famous. I don't know. 45 for Mike Fisher today. Nick Kroll, the comedian, The Kroll Show, and some other stuff. He's 47 today. Mark Wahlberg, the Wahlbergers chain of restaurants. You may know him for that. One-time rapper known as Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Now a respected movie star. He's done a little bit of everything. And Mark Wahlberg is 54 today. Pretty good actor, too. Ron Livingston, the actor from The Conjuring, The Time Traveler, Time Traveler's Wife, The Cooler, 57 for Ron Livingston today. Gail Davies. Although many sources list her birthday as September 1st or April 4th, the singer from Broken Bow, Oklahoma, confirms that her birthday is today. Country singer, 77, Gil Davies. Don Reed is celebrating today. He retired in 2002 from the Stadler Brothers. So former Stadler Brothers member Don Reed, born on this day. He is 80 years old today.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
98Q Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for.
Good morning.
98Q Country.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work harder loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit,
I'm gonna kick him off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Dirty dancing, blue collar romancing. I can get cleaned up if you ask me, but I can only get so fancy. Got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right them tonight.
Up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain, 'cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. Laying down without you in this king-size empty bed, and I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. My bad comeback song.
like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85 and got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Some guys, it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, a man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel up over my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Yeah, man made a bar. Sometimes an angel falls too hard, loses more than just a piece of her heart. And she needs a place to go and make a brand new start. God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball. Man made a ball.
AQ Country, Morgan Wallen and Lawyer Church there too at 8:54. It's 6 minutes before 9. We're going to head down to Wheelway here in a little bit to tell you about some great savings going on at your local hometown car dealer down there. I'll be there from 10 until 1. Mike McKay is going to take a few days off the rest of this week and next week, so you'll be hearing me hanging around a little longer and Gray checking in a little bit early. For the rest of this week and next week, as Mike McKay is going to take a little family time, much deserved. Well, your Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is there every Saturday. They'll be there this Saturday from 9 to 11. You can check out thelordscupboard.org and the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry Facebook page for any more information and income guidelines and stuff like that. It's free. It's free, and it's 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings. If you want to go to the First Congregational United Church of Christ Saturday morning, 9 to 11, for any more information about volunteering or about using the services. And, of course, the folks down at Phillips, they do a great job down there, too, with the Maranatha Baptist Food Pantry. That happens a couple of times every month. You can check out their Facebook page for information on the Saturdays that they make that available. So some great services and a community reminders just for you here on this beautiful Thursday morning with 98Q Country.
Join the fun at Customer Appreciation Day 2025 on Saturday, June 21st at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls. Big G from 98Q Country will be broadcasting live from 9 to noon with a fishing theme. Enjoy free fishing seminars with Al and James Lindner, Bassmaster Elite Pat Schlapper, and more. Grab a free brat lunch from Johnsonville and score big savings on St. Croix rods, 7 reels, limited edition combos, apparel, and tackle. Get details and pre-register now at stcroixrods.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of Phillips High School. From everyone at Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland, they wish all of you joy and continued success as you embark on a new chapter of your life. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving the Northwoods since 1953.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
He's coming. He's coming. Here he
comes. Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for a new one out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
98Q Country.
Sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Well, those runway lights are getting brighter. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off. Too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes.